Jesus. Now, who did crucify him?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, Mel Gibson's movie of last year, The Passion of the Christ, stirred up a lot of claims of anti-Semitism concerning the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. So who did kill Jesus?
You know, I found it very interesting that some traditional Jews have accused the movie, and even the New Testament, of anti-Semitism. Now, the New Testament accounts, including the Gospel of Luke, were actually written by Jews. The New Testament clearly states that Jesus was sentenced to an excruciating death by a cruel and cowardly Roman governor, flogged by a Roman whip, fastened to a Roman cross by Roman nails, but no one that I know of is crazy enough to persecute Italians as Christ killers. You know, in the movie, Gibson's own hand actually appears as the one holding the nail hammered into Jesus' wrist. Gibson stated that he did this to show that it was his fault that Christ died. You see, if people really want to know who's to blame for Jesus' death, they need to turn to Genesis chapter 3 and read the account of Adam's sin. Because we are descendants of Adam, what he did, we did. Jesus died and rose to save us from our sin. Thus, in that sense, we're all responsible for crucifying our Creator.
For some fascinating information that shows that there really was an Adam in the garden and that his fall brought death and decay into the world, read Ken's free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. It's available on our website, answersradio.com.